This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Vanuatu Prime Minister Jotham Napat has ordered the Citizenship Commission to revoke the Vanuatu passport issued to former Indian Premier League IPL chief Lalit Modi. The decision follows recent international media revelations concerning Modi. Earlier on Friday, India's Ministry of External Affairs confirmed that Modi had applied to surrender his Indian passport at the Indian High Commission in London. MEA spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal stated that the request would be reviewed according to existing rules and procedures. He also emphasized that India would continue legal proceedings against Modi as required by law. The second part of budget session of Parliament will begin today. The session will continue till the 4th of April and will have 20 sittings. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is scheduled to table the budget for Manipur today. The state has been under the President's rule since the resignation of Chief Minister N. Biren Singh last month. During the session, discussion and voting on demands for grafts for the year 2025-26 and related appropriation bill will be taken up. Team India etched their name in history, lifting the ICC Champions Trophy for a record third time after a commanding victory over New Zealand by 4 wickets in the grand finale at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium last night.
And that's gone away into the fence before. It's the Champions Trophy for India. They win it after 12 years.
Champion ki team hai. Ye champion team hai. Ye Roy Super Hit Sharma ki team hai. 12 saal ke lambe intezar ko kiya hai samaap.
Under the dazzling floodlights, the men in blue delivered a performance worthy of champions. Chasing a target of 252 runs in the summit clash, India achieved it with an over to spare. The opening pair of Rohit Sharma and Shubmit Gill provided a blistering start, stitching together a 105-run partnership for the first wicket. Rohit registered his first 50 for the championship, but was eventually stumped for 76. After that, it was merely a formality as India wrapped up the match in no time, securing a memorable victory. Skipper Rohit Sharma was adjudged player of the match, while New Zealand player Rachin Ravindra was declared pair of the series. The triumph marked India's second ICC trophy in as many years, following their T20 World Cup victory last year. President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a three-day visit to Haryana, Chandigarh and Punjab beginning today. On the first day of her visit, the President will grace the convocation ceremony of Guru Jambeshwar University of Science and Technology in Hisar. On the same day, she will launch a state-level campaign, Spiritual Education for Holistic Well-being by the Brahma Kumaris, on the occasion of their Golden Jubilee celebration. Tomorrow, the President will attend the convocation ceremonies of the Central University of Punjab and AIIMS in Bhatinda. On Wednesday, the President will grace the convocation ceremony of Punjab University in Chandigarh. India and European Union, EU, will start the 10th round of negotiations for a proposed free trade agreement in Brussels today. The talks are expected to focus on resolving remaining issues so that the agreement can be finalized by the end of this year. During the recent visit of EU Commissioner for Trade and Economic Security, Marko Stefcovic, the two sides have discussed ways to accelerate efforts towards a balanced and mutually beneficial trade pact. Former central banker Mark Carney will become Canada's next prime minister after the governing Liberal Party elected him as its leader. He will be sworn in as prime minister in the coming days. Carney, 59, replaces Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who announced his resignation in January. Carney previously served as the governor of the Bank of Canada and later he became the first non-citizen to lead the Bank of England in 2013. His leadership comes at a critical time as Canada grapples with US President Donald Trump's trade war and threats of annexation and a federal election looms. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with modest gains in the morning trade today. The 30-share BSE Sensex gained 297 points or 0.40% to 74,630 and the NSE Nifty 50 added 102 points, almost 4.5% to 22,654 when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.